eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Oh, yes, podcast time. Oh, hi there, I'm Al. Eddie Scazzeri joins me today as Jerry's out today, but he will be back tomorrow. Good evening, afternoon, whenever you listen to this. Eddie.
Hello, podcast people.
I got a big day ahead of me today. Whimsy's having a spa day. I have to take Whimsy to get a bath. They cut her nails because I have no idea how to do that. And I'm told that if you don't cut a dog's nails right, they could hurt the dog. That I don't want to do.
Right.
They give her a blueberry facial.
Okay.
And they brush her teeth and they give her a breath, they try to clean up her breath.
Mm-hmm.
So we got that. I got that to look forward to today.
What is a blueberry facial?
I'm not sure. It's part of the package. I wouldn't order a blueberry facial for a dog because, come on, they don't know what's going on. I just need a bath. But I want her toenails clipped and her teeth brushed. And the blueberry facial is part of that package.
Oh, so they just put blueberries in her face and
lick
it off?
that she would love.
Yeah.
She would love a peanut butter facial.
Oh, of course.
Just smoosh it all over and let her lick it off.
Tremendous.
Yeah, so I'm going to be doing that later on. Have you noticed, I heard things that this could be coming down the pipeline but this is from like COVID conspiracy people.
Oh, okay.
But I'm wondering if you've noticed in your stores, have you noticed shelves being a little emptier than usual?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Last two times.
Yeah. In particular for me, the meat section is not as filled up as it used to be, or I'm used to seeing the meats.
Well, I don't necessarily, I don't buy all my meats from the supermarket.
Where are you buying your meats?
Well, about 2, maybe 3 years ago, Nick's Meat Depot, a butcher, like an actual butcher, moved into our neighborhood. Used to be down Route 1 in a plaza that's since been destroyed.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
So you go to a butcher?
Yeah.
And you get your meats?
Not all, but a lot of it, yeah.
You get chicken from the butcher?
Yeah. Chicken and beef and everything.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't I go to a butcher?
Well, you might not have one. It's literally like four blocks away from me.
There's a butcher in Asbury Park. It's not in the best part of town, but I've been in there to get bones for a Whimsy girl.
Mm-hmm.
But they got all sorts of things in there. Why don't I start going there?
You could. And
get my meats.
He did great throughout the whole pandemic.
Yeah. You know,
business was booming.
Is that right?
As AB would say.
I might have to get a butcher.
So shout out Nick's Meat Depot.
Yeah.
You know, on Amboy Avenue in Edison.
Is it in that plaza where...
No, not Tano
Mall.
Tano Mall,
yeah.
No. It's up closer to where I am.
Oh, okay.
In between the Turnpike Overpass and Route 1.
All right.
Mm-hmm,
Nick's Meat Depot.
Yeah.
Get your meats. Ooh, they got turkey necks in there. I like to give my dog frozen turkey necks.
That I'm not sure.
She loves a frozen turkey neck.
Probably do. I've never asked.
Yeah. Here's something else. So we got new, they updated our bathrooms mm-hmm. here at WFAN. They put new doors on the stalls. They put a divider up between the urinals. Did we always have a divider up?
You know, now that you say that, I don't know.
I don't think we did, but we have a divider now between the urinals.
They did paint. Remember it was painted. That aqua color?
Yes.
Now it matches because those were the color of the stalls.
Yeah.
So now it's gray.
It's gray. They put in really nice new sinks.
Yes.
And then one of the other things they did is they updated the automatic flushing mechanism on the urinals.
And on the toilets as okay. well. You wouldn't know that necessarily.
They haven't had to use the toilets.
Not yet.
But I found a small issue with the new flushing mechanism.
Okay.
It's a large flushing mechanism. It's probably about 8 mm-hmm. inches high.
Yeah, it's bigger.
It's bigger, and it's made of what I could only describe as the same reflective material as a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you are at the other urinal and look over, or if anybody walks past you and they look, they can see your penis in reflecting off of the machine, off of the flush mechanism, if you are not close enough.
Huh.
Yeah.
Could you view your own?
I could view my own penis if I back
up. I have not tried that.
Well, I saw it as I was unzipping and getting closer to the
yes.
urinal. I was like, what? You could see.
And then, but how do you penis. Know that you could see someone else's?
I'm only assuming that if I can see my penis reflection in the mirror,
well,
why couldn't somebody else see my penis reflection?
Well, because they'd have to maybe be standing where you are to see it.
So like you're saying it could be the angle of,
yes.
of like, the mirror-like material on the flushing, automatic flushing mechanism?
Right. Like, I don't know if it's like that big and angled right to where you'll have to look. Like, could you see that other area where another man's penis would be?
No.
On the other.
No, that you no, because of the divider. Luckily.
Well, then, yeah. So you can't necessarily see.
No. You know what? I think you're above the divider at that point for the urinals. I don't know. We could test it out one day, but not
sure,
with
sure
not our
could.
Actual penises. Just
yeah. Well, it would
with
be
our
easiest
genes.
to test that out if you went next to Boomer.
Yeah. Right.
You know, with his large package.
Right.
Could be easily seen.
Yes, and be like, oh, we've got a flaw in the system.
And another flaw is that they have not figured out the soap thing yet.
Yeah, the soap dispenser.
There's only one in the one that's closest to us. Only the far right one is where, and it's not like a lot of soap.
Right.
It's just like what
spit,
are we,
as if someone spit in your hand.
Yeah, it's like, what are we doing? It doesn't lather up at all. Very, very. But
yeah, they haven't figured that part out yet. Maybe it's a special soap that they need, and it's on back order. Supply chain issues.
If you look underneath, there's like brackets to where the soap bottle with the tube
yeah.
will go. Only one is hooked up.
Oh, okay. I thought they were broken already. I was like, are these
no.
broken already?
Yeah, they got to fix that.
All right, so a couple things.
I don't know if we who to complain to about it. Or should we complain at
I'd like to
point?
Put in writing. Could you guys run a test? I think you could see penis of somebody
yes.
standing at the urinal.
Yeah.
Based on the reflection of the self-flushing mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
And why it's a mirror-like material, I don't know.
Yeah. It's like chrome, like on a...
Yeah, it's chrome, but it's a very nice, shiny
yes.
chrome.
Yeah,
and it's
new.
Not a distorting chrome.
No.
Like, you could see everything pretty clearly.
Mm-hmm.
What else do I have here for you? Oh. I got a lot of hate on Twitter yesterday because I talked on here about TurboTax.
Yes, with Jerry. No, in the postgame with Jerry.
Yeah, in the postgame with Jerry. That I feel like if most people, I think, could use TurboTax or another software instead of going to an accountant.
Mm-hmm.
And I always feel like people go to accountants when they're trying to fudge the numbers in some way, or unless it's something complicated. Your wife has her own business. That's
yes.
a different situation.
Oh, yeah,
me.
Yeah. And has had for many years, even
yeah.
before this current business. She had another business before that, and it was just very complicated.
Yeah, that seems more complicated. But if you have a job, and you have a house, and you have a mortgage, and you have children, the TurboTax walks you through everything.
Mm-hmm. even what your even possible deductions and
yes, all the deductions. Mm-hmm. And then people go, but so people were yelling at me that it doesn't cover everything. But I have a feeling that some people maybe used TurboTax years ago and haven't looked at it recently. Like, it's very updated. And as far as like investments, like I have a 401k, I have investments. You punch in your account numbers and TurboTax gets the tax forms off the website. Like it pulls every, there's no place for you to make a mistake.
Mm.
It seems very.
And you have to pay for that program?
Yeah, you pay for the program.
Or it's not, you're not downloading a program. You're just signing up for that year's return.
Yeah, but you, like I download the program.
Okay.
And then I do it on the program.
But you have to download it every year?
Yeah, I download it every year.
I guess because tax laws could change every year.
Yeah. You download every year, then you download the updates even right before you do it. Then it walks you through everything. Mm-hmm. And all you need to know is your account numbers for, you know, Vanguard and Wells Fargo and Citibank, anything you have, you punch it in, it sucks it up. You don't even have to try to figure it out.
Mm.
So I don't know what people are saying. People are like, do you change your own oil? Why wouldn't you just, like, it's okay to do some things for yourself.
Yeah, and if you're a single guy with no children.
But even if you, because a lot of people said that, but mm-hmm. even if you have children and you have a mortgage, it's step by step on there.
Yeah, I don't know because, again, we haven't done it for God knows how long.
Yeah.
And I remember I did my, when I was a kid, when I was first earning money.
Yeah.
I did it.
With the pencil.
There was something easy, something.
Easy form.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to do that too,
yeah,
the easy form.
And I remember doing that. But then, you know, it does get, and maybe there are things, which obviously TurboTax wouldn't advertise, maybe there are nuances and things that an accountant would know and be able to take advantage of for people that TurboTax can't.
Yeah, see, that's where I think
but I don't know.
That's where I think they're playing with finagling things in a sneaky way.
Well, sneaky or, but still legal.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Like loopholes?
Yeah, loopholes.
Yeah.
I hate a loophole.
Well, I mean, that's
tricky, unless it is to my advantage.
Yeah, well, that's how rich people hang on to their money.
Right, loopholes.
Through loopholes. You know?
Hmm. Hold on. Other people.
I'm Boomer Esiason.
Other people are like, I don't pull my own teeth. Well, that is different than punching in numbers, you dopes.
Yeah, yeah.
So they were pissing me off yesterday.
Yeah, well, again, I don't know enough about it. And with our situation, it's not something that I would even think of trying.
Yeah, but I'm like, I'm paid by WFAN and CBS.
Mm-hmm.
I have a mortgage.
You have investments.
I have investments. They all have tax forms that mm-hmm. they send you, and you just go, da, 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 you're done.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I would think that perhaps in retirement, because I'll have time,
mm-hmm.
I might give it a shot.
Yeah, like I like doing it.
Yeah.
It's interesting when you do it to see. And when you go through TurboTax, it sounds like I'm doing commercials for TurboTax.
Kind of.
I wish they would employ me. You know, when you punch things in, it shows you what money's coming off and or what you owe as you go along. So it's scary at first when you first punch in your W-2 form, and this is what I earned, and this is the taxes I paid. And it's like you owe all this money because you haven't put in your mortgage yet or your
real
estate taxes or that stuff. So it's interesting to see. Also, what's interesting lately, and this happened within the past couple of years, it used to be like when I would punch in like a charitable donation, you would see that money coming back to you. Now it's like you've got to punch in a big number. Like they changed the tax codes on donations, where it used to be like you get pretty good money back for the donations you've had. Now,
like
it's
if you
like,
gave $50 here, $50 here.
Yeah, you could see a couple bucks coming off here and there. Right. Now it's like you put in like $1,000 or something. They're like, here's $4 back. Like, what?
Yeah, that can't be good for charities.
That's what I was thinking. Can't be good for charities.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. What's your, I'm all over the place.
I've noticed.
I wrote down a bunch of different things. I have, do you get in your work email, do you get a lot of spam mail or like mail that, I'm not saying they're trying to sell you products, but like I get a ton of bad guest pitches.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not even for sports. Like, it's for everything. Like, it's tax season. Have a tax accountant on to give you tax tips. It's, you know, spring is in the air. Have this person on to talk about spring cleaning. I get so many of them. Do you get any of these things?
No. I get very rarely I will get from, you know, a publisher who has my email from some list that I was on. But it's rare. I'm not on a lot of lists, like you. You are on a lot of lists.
I'm on a ton of lists, and I have a feeling it's because I've worked with this company for 21 years at a bunch of different stations.
Yes.
So I have had a bunch of different emails, but I think they still all come to me.
They do.
Like if you email me at my K-Rock address, I think I still get that. I think my K-Rock was Dukes. Just Dukes at 92.3 K-Rock. I think if someone emailed me there, I would get that.
Mm-hmm.
I think. And NEW, then it turned to Blink, then it turned to Mix. I was there for all those.
Right, and a variety of formats, a variety of positions you were in.
Yes.
Then you were in corporate.
Yes. And I remember at one point in particular when 102.7 turned to Blink for that brief time.
Which is talk.
Which was like entertainment. It was supposed to be like Entertainment Tonight on the radio.
Okay.
I may have signed up for things because we were looking to fill guest spots.
Right, you were desperate.
I was desperate. But now I want all those emails gone. Like I only want to, I emailed the company here to the one of the email, the computer guys that you recommended for me to say, I only want emails that go to my FAN account and my Odyssey account.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want any other nonsense. Because here's the trick these companies play. Even if one PR company sends you, let's say they send an email about spring cleaning,
mm-hmm.
right? And I go down to the bottom to unsubscribe. It says, you are unsubscribed from the spring cleaning list. So they're making separate lists.
Yes.
Even though my name might be on 100 of their lists, I can only unsubscribe from the list that they're pulling from, that's the spring cleaning list or the, you know what I mean?
Right. And so, then next year, it'll be a year. So maybe, you know, they would probably try it again.
Right.
So you're not really, so that's doing nothing.
So I'm not unsubscribing from, instead of me unsubscribing from all of this PR company's mailings, they're only letting me unsubscribe from the individual lists they're putting me on. And then they just put me on another list.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, pissing me off.
Yeah.
I did look online. There are companies that will work with your email to clean up your email box.
Hmm.
But you have to give them access to your email.
Yes. And how much does it cost?
Well, this is the trick. I did a lot of research on this. There are some that are free, and they say don't do those because they're selling your, you know, they always say online, if a product is free, you're the cost. So they're taking your information
yes.
and using that, and that's how you're paying them. So there are some that are like $7 to do it, $15 to do it, where they don't do anything with your information, supposedly. So I was thinking, there's one called Leave Me Alone. This seemed like the one that had the nicest write-ups from computer places.
Yeah.
And they charge you, it's like $7 to do it one time, or you can do it monthly if you're somebody who gets a ton of things. So I was thinking of doing it.
Yeah.
But I was thinking of trying it out on my own home email first.
Yes. But you don't get that kind of spam there.
I know, but I guess I just want to see how it works. I also don't know, can I do that to my work email, or will they see that somebody else has access to my email? You know what I mean?
The company does have access to it.
No, I know the company does, but I'm saying, would the company know?
Oh, I see, that you've given out.
Yes, right. And is that allowed?
Good question.
I don't want the computer guys to be pissed at me.
Right, yeah, true.
Because they'll come down with a fiery thunder fists to punch me out.
Especially after some of the things that we've been through with company email over the past
correct. That's why I'm nervous to do
couple
it.
Years.
So I'm hoping to hear back from the computer men here, men and women.
Yes.
Because, Eddie, women can also work on computers.
Yes, correct. That is true.
That is both.
Although
men.
I believe our IT department, at least the people that we deal with, are all guys.
In the IT, is that right?
I believe
the ones
so.
We
at least the ones that are interact with WFAN.
The ones on the ground level.
Yes.
We do have females in the engineering department.
Correct.
We're an equal opportunity employer.
Yes. And IT is kind of under the engineering wing, but they're kind of also themselves separate.
For some reason, when I was growing up, I had a Commodore 64. Do you remember those at all?
I didn't have one, but yes, I do remember.
And I played computer games on it. That's all I did. But for some reason, I felt like I should then major in computer science.
Of course, because you had a computer.
Because I had a computer, and I liked playing on the computer.
Yeah, that's a hard...
Yeah.
That's some real science.
That took me one semester at Middlesex to bail. But I could have been one of these computer guys walking around here.
That's what my wife's degree is in.
Computers?
Yeah, computer science.
Is she good at your home computer?
I guess she's okay. I mean, it's been so long, and she's been out of... Because she was originally a coder for AT&T.
I don't know what that means. I see that. Coders what?
She wrote programs. She wrote code.
So she would sit there and type on the thing all
day? Yeah, and like, there was like... I can't even explain it, because she would... When she was in school, she would write these programs and then debug. And she would be in the computer lab for hours back then, especially because everything was just slower.
Right.
And then she used to, when she worked for AT&T and then a few other companies after that, before she just bailed on it, she used to write code for programs for like insurance companies or the phone company or this or that. And very high stress.
I bet. Plus, you're staring at those screens all day long?
Yeah, she did not, was not having a good time with that.
You probably get shoulder pains.
Oh, yeah, and the carpal tunnel.
Carpal tunnel.
Yeah.
But if you have a computer problem at home, will you call her over?
I actually, just because being here for so long and oftentimes being the only one here in the building, I actually can figure stuff out. It's not like the traditional way. But I can, there's workarounds, and I'm actually not as good as her, but pretty damn close.
Right.
And also, she's been out of the game for, in that aspect of it for a while.
So she left a computer programming job, which I'm sure paid very well.
It did.
To do her own business.
Yeah.
That's a risky move.
It is.
Paid off for her, though.
But, well, made her happy.
Quality of life, right?
Yes, exactly.
Made her happy.
That's correct. But no kids, we could do that.
Right. See, this is why you shouldn't have children.
Exactly right.
Like Eddie and I, we have dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you heard earlier, my dog's getting a blueberry facial today.
Yes, we did, yeah.
Do you think she knows she's getting a blueberry facial today?
No. I think, when you put the leash on and say, okay, let's go.
She's going to think she's going
somewhere
fun.
Yeah. And then when it could be fun.
No, she doesn't. When I get her there, she's like, let's not go in here.
Does she not enjoy going to the vet?
No, the vet she likes. Actually, she likes going to the vet.
So do my dogs. They get very excited. They're all happy.
So if their dog's there.
Yeah. And they, none of them mind when they, even if they have to do something, they're good about it.
Yeah.
If they have to draw blood or whatever. I mean, they don't enjoy that, but, they're very happy and wagging tails and, playing with the people that are, examining them.
Yeah.
The whole thing. Yeah. They have a good time.
I only one time, because I got my dog at the beginning of COVID, so only one time was I able to go into the vets with her.
Mm-hmm.
The other times, they come and get the dog from the car.
And some places are still doing that.
Yeah, I hate that. Come on.
But my particular vet is allowing you in the room, not only in the building, but in the exam room.
Yeah, that I like.
Now, there's another vet we go to, depending on the situation and what equipment they have and all, where they will let you in the building, but not in the room.
Right. Come on. But my dog will go with anybody.
Yes.
Because I think,
Yeah.
Your dogs are happy-go-lucky.
Yep.
My dog was at the track all the time, so she probably went with various people constantly.
Correct. All the time.
All the time, different people. So she's happy about that. So I'll probably document this all on Instagram, Eddie, in case you want to follow along.
Sure.
Let's do the warm-up program. I did that with CeeLo.
Yes, you did.
Jerry will be back tomorrow.
Yes.
On a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And until then, we say see you.
See you!
So-
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Fan is on your smart speaker. To listen to the home of New York sports, just say, hey, Google, play WFAN.
Good morning, campers.
Al and Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
Right, here we go. It's a football Monday, a couple of minutes after 5 o'clock. Good morning, the Eddie Scazzeri. You're right, life is good sometimes this morning. If you're a Cowboy fan, it sucks. Steeler fan, it sucks. And if you're an Eagles fan, it sucks. Hello, Al, Tom Dukes. What's up?
Oh, good morning, Jerry. So let's quickly go through the things. Bengals Raiders kicked it all off. Good game.
Yeah, good
game.
Solid
game. Yeah. Happy game.
I couldn't believe I got in the car. I was in Maryland for Rutgers. I got in the car right at kickoff. So I listened to the entire game the way home. I got home when the Raiders got the ball with what, a minute and a half or so to go. I'm like, there's no way they're going to get it. And then I turn on the TV and I see fourth down and they're on the 10-yard line. So yes, very good game to start.
Good game. Second game, Bills Patriots.
Horrendous.
So bad.
I mean, it was over in for literally 5 minutes. You felt like the game was over.
But you know what? I didn't even take that as like a terrible loss, because if you're the Patriots, everyone was like,
up and coming team.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Up and coming team. This is a first year quarterback.
Yes.
The guy made it to the playoffs. Good enough.
I agree. They won 10 games. They overachieved, I think you
Correct.
Could say. Disappointing finish, but whatever.
But it's funny to see people going, see, the Tom Brady's better than Bill Belichick. God. Give the guy a second. The guy had 1 year with a brand new quarterback. How are all these other brand new quarterbacks doing?
Didn't the Patriots win like six straight games or something and take over first place for a while?
So I don't even care that they got whooped, Jerry. You know what I mean? Like the close game we're getting blown out don't matter.
I agree, except that I got back from Maryland and me and my wife were going out with a couple of friends to watch the game. There was nothing. The game sucked.
Yeah,
it really
suck.
Did. I mean, it was no game. Here's what you know. 47-17 was the final score. The game wasn't that close.
It wasn't even a 30-point close
it wasn't.
Game. Right.
It wasn't. I mean, they got shellacked.
Shellacked.
So, yeah, terrible Saturday night.
All right. Then we start the Eagles-Bucks.
Terrible game.
Embarrassing. The fact that the Eagles are even a playoff. The fact that
horrible game.
Come on.
I know.
Oh, my God. They were so bad. And then we get to Cowboys-Niners.
Terrible game.
That was the most. Now, listen, if you hate the Cowboys, it was a fun game for you.
Of course.
If you're a Cowboy fan or just a fan of football, it was so frustratingly bad.
It was choppy. Penalties on almost every play.
Oh, my gosh.
It was terrible. Really? But.
And what's going on with your Dallas Cowboys?
Well, what do you want to know? What do you want to know? Let's see. They weren't ready to play to start.
Yeah.
That's great. Okay. So that's a problem. They weren't. I mean, they got run over on that first drive. And I do like Dan Quinn, and he's done he's done a great job as defensive coordinator. But they were not ready for that first drive at all. Now, they settled things down for sure, and I thought they did a good job from that point forward, although they went down and kicked field goals their first other couple of drives. But, offensively, I don't want to get into this conversation, but if anybody out there, if any boob out there that doesn't think line play, whether it's offensive or defensive, is not the most important thing in the NFL, then you're an ass face. Because that game yesterday was every indication that if you can control the line of scrimmage, you've got a better chance to win than the other team. How about this? The Niners sacked Dak Prescott 5 times and hit him 16 other times. You know how many times Jimmy Garoppolo was sacked?
How many?
Zero.
Oh, zero
times.
You know
how many times he was hit?
How many?
4 times.
All right.
You're not going to win that way. You're just not. So, and even, Zach Martin, good for him. He's like, we were terrible. Like, offensive line, we need to be better. They were off. They got run over. That's terrible.
Mike
McCarthy stinks. I'm sorry. He stinks.
He sucks an egg, Jerry. He really sucks an egg.
I haven't heard that since grade school.
He sucks eggs. He's such a dolt on the sideline.
Yes,
the fact that the Cowboys are offsides,
unbelievable.
Sometimes twice in a row. What are you doing?
I don't know what to tell you. I'm with you. Now, there were things that I thought were there were a couple of bad calls for sure, but I thought there were bad calls for both sides. Like, there was one block in the back on the Cowboys that was a joke, and then there was, I think on the next series, there was a holding penalty on the Niners that was a joke. So I thought, now, I did look into this because there have been games where you just never know. They're going to call a flag on everything. So I checked this officiating crew. They call a lot of flags.
Is that right?
So I wasn't surprised going into the game. But they're their own worst enemy.
How did you check that? Did you Google it?
I checked Kemp's. I Googled Kemp's officiating record.
Is that right?
Yeah,
and it came up.
Yeah, it comes up how many penalties that his crew calls each game. I mean, the numbers are like 17, 18, 14, 20. It's like, oh, come on.
Well, this Kemp is a real punk.
Oh God, you can call a penalty on every play. These guys, but whatever. Like, I can't argue the play on Randy Gregory at the end. He tackled the offensive lineman. I do think he thought he was the ball carrier. At least I hope that's what he thought. Otherwise, I don't know what the hell he was doing. But that, I mean, at the bottom line is the Cowboys got the ball to the Niners' 46-yard line with plenty of time in this game. Before all the nonsense, I cannot believe watching the Mike McCarthy and the Dak Prescott press conference, I cannot believe how much time was spent on a run up the middle and not being able to get one final pray for it playoff as if they were going to score from 25 yards out.
Right. We act
We
act like if they got that ball set and snapped,
right,
Cowboys win.
No, they lost the game on the previous series. First and 10 from the 9 or 46. Sack, incomplete. Ball game. That's where you lost the game. All right, they had three timeouts. Fine. They can't get off the field.
But it's funny that even basic stuff that you would think would be basic stuff, which is when you're trying to rush a play, you get the ball to the ref as soon as possible.
Sure.
For them not to even know to do that, instead put it down.
Opposed to hand it to the referee.
As opposed to hand it to the ref, put it down and then have your big fat-ass lineman block the block where the ref's supposed to go touch. And the ref did a good job trying to get to that ball.
But so here's the problem. You have 14 seconds, no timeouts. And if I hear one more guy from the Cowboys say, well, we practice that all the time, up yours. Here's the problem. There's 14 seconds left, and you're scrambling up the middle. You need to get 11 guys set. You need to find some old, out-of-shape referee to come flying in to get the ball set. You know what? They deserve to lose.
They deserve to lose. I agree.
And I'll give you this, too. You know, I love Dak Prescott. Would you agree?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm a big fan as well.
Is it fair to say that Boomer loves Dak Prescott?
Yeah, Boomer loves Dak Prescott.
This guy is as good a guy as they come. So I want to be very clear when I say that. This was really disappointing, though. So after the game, did you see the video of the bottles being thrown and DeMarcus Lawrence had to shield one with his helmet?
I did see that. Very casually, by the way, he shielded one with his helmet as if it was like a tissue being thrown at him.
So afterwards, a reporter tells Dak, they say, did you see the fans throwing the stuff on the field?
No, I didn't see that. That's sad.
And then he goes into this whole thing like, you're supposed to be with us. You're our fans, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Then the reporter says, it was thrown at the refs.
I think they were aiming at the referees.
Yeah. They were at the referees.
Credit to them then.
That's what I'm
Yeah.
They weren't doing it.
Oh, credit to them.
That's not right.
Yeah,
and then
they get him though right after the game.
I know. But this is where I'm fine. Okay, that's fair. But 5 minutes later, a reporter wants clarity. Like, did you really hear?
When you were told that the fans were throwing the stuff at the officials, you said good for them.
Yeah.
Is that just tells you your feeling about how they officiated the game?
Yeah. If they weren't at us and the fans felt the same way as us and that's what they're doing it for, then, yeah, I guess that's why the fans, guess that's why the refs took off and got out of there so fast.
Yeah, I
don't like that.
Does he speak again today?
He'll speak again for sure. I don't know if it'll be today. It might be tomorrow.
I think you're going to get a legit apology for
that. I hope so.
And I think he'll mean it.
I love the guy.
Me too. And I think right after the game, he is ticked.
I know.
He's pissed at all the penalties they took, how they couldn't get that last play off themselves. All that stuff.
I know, I'm with you.
I am sure he just super annoyed.
Yes.
After the game.
But I was like, ugh, he said it once. But when he said it again 5 minutes later.
Yeah.
And here's one other one before we move on. Can you explain to me what in the hell they are doing after they get that fake punt? I mean, Tony Romo said, I mean, I love Tony Romo too. The fact that he's on TV saying, oh, I love this. They're trying to get the Niners to burn a timeout. Jackass, they're the ones who are winning. Why are the Niners going to burn it? Who cares if they burn a timeout?
I thought that was so lazy by by the Niners on that play. If you watch that playback.
Oh, the fake punt?
They don't even rush the
punter. And how were they not ready for it?
Right. Romo called it the previous punt.
Yes.
And said the Cowboys do fake punts all the time.
Yeah, I don't know.
That was a bad job.
The whole thing was just, there was so many bizarre things in the game.
Romo was ticking me off yesterday.
Why?
He was just so annoyed. First of all, early on, he sounded like he was rooting for the Niners, which was weird.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He was like, oh, if you're a Cowboy fan, this is not good. But it was, we were 3 minutes into the game.
Well,
I
felt the same way.
But if you're a Niner fan, you've got to be happy. He was way too excited for me. I was so much Aikman Buck.
They were pissed.
Is 1,000 times better than Romo Nance.
I love Aikman and Bunk. I've said that how many, Buck, I called him Bunk. Aikman and Bunk. Yeah.
And Aikman even said towards the end of the game, why don't we get the Niner-Cowboy game?
Because CBS pay. There was an article written about that. CBS was smart. They knew that that's the money game. So they put out the extra money to make sure they got whatever that game was going to be. They knew it was going to be the best game or the most attractive game of the weekend.
Right. So, yeah, CBS paid extra for the 4:30 Sunday game. Then the NFL on their own decides on the schedule.
Right.
So that's why CBS ended up with a NFC showdown.
Buck and Aikman got a blowout in Tampa. Right. And what happened to the monsoon that everybody told me about?
I know. I was like, maybe I should bet the under on this game. Blah, blah, blah. I turn around, it's sunny out.
My pick for the Eagles shouldn't count. I took them based on you guys telling me there was going to be a monsoon and high winds, and I thought they wouldn't be able to throw the ball.
But even before the game, when they were showing the field, it was sunny.
It was.
But they did show the flags, and it was a very bad wind.
It was windy.
It was 22-mile-an-hour winds. But then when the game started, it seemed like there was no problem.
Because on the field, the wind's cut off from the stands. It's not as bad.
Oh.
And there was no rain whatsoever. So, I'll tell you, Brady's arm is unbelievable at his age. He's zipping balls all over the place.
He was zipping balls.
Pretty good.
Now, your Cowboys also took some heat for the field. Even one Boomer Esiason said, why did they build the stadium east to west with the sun being someone's eyeballs?
Well, this has been going on for years and years. We've discussed this. But I have never. And sometimes the announcers would be like, well, maybe the sun got in his eyes. And then you see the replay. No, the guy just dropped the ball. He's fine. Cedric Wilson yesterday. It was almost like a cannon was shot at him, and he was afraid he was going to lose his head.
Yes. He could not see the ball.
That was a big third down play.
Yes.
And he would have had a first down. The ball's thrown right to him. Oh.
He lost it in the sun, and then the punter hit the screen, the big giant screen.
So Michelle Salvatore is my boss at Compass Media Networks. I texted her at the end. I said, I am 47 years old. Why am I just so infuriated right now?
Right.
Like that game yesterday, I felt like I was 15 years old again. I really did.
How about when the punter hits the scoreboard, they just go,
this is a bit unusual.
but the ref goes like this over the loudspeakers. As a rule, this is a do-over.
Yes.
It felt like I was playing a game in the street. And it's like, no, just do it over.
That's right.
You hit the car. We're doing it over.
Yeah.
I thought that was like in
Tampa, that
yeah,
it's
like
in
the
play?
Tampa Rays. It hits off there, it's in play.
Mm-mm, that's a ground rule, as
a
they
do-over.
Say. Yes,
let's do that one over. No penalties, rule. Just a do-over.
Pretty fun. I did like when he came out, though. Well, we have an unusual situation here, which
it's
was funny.
A do-over.
Yeah, it was a do-over. Brian Angers, it's really funny. Great. The Cowboys got a great punter. Awesome.
By the way, the punter on the Steelers, he's a full-figured guy.
Let's not be making fun of people's weight. You see those announcers in Maine? They got fired.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, you can make fun of football players' weight.
Well, that's fair.
But the punter, he is thick.
Did you see Mike Tomlin before the game?
I did. That was awesome.
We messaged
you to
your
team. You have the audio?
Don't blink. If you're a blinker, cut your eyelids off. You know, this is not going to be for the faint of heart.
That was on NBC.
He said, yeah, I did see that. He says, if you blink, they'll cut your eyelids off. Is that what it is?
What did he say?
Don't blink. If you're a blinker, cut your eyelids off.
If you're a blinker, cut your eyelids off.
Oh, okay. So if you're a blinker, cut your own eyelids off.
Yes.
I thought he was pretty saying, much. Don't blink because the other team, the Chiefs, will cut your eyelids off.
No, you should go cut your own eyelids off. It's actually pretty funny.
That was a disappointing game. The Steelers,
I couldn't do it. I
feel like the Chiefs are back.
Well, I saw the score. I mean, you got Travis Kelce throwing touchdown passes in this game, so
when
that's kind of cool.
Big, But I looked, there was still the fourth quarter had just started. So it's not like it was.
Did that make it 35 or did that make it 42? That made it 35.
I think
right?
35, yeah.
Yeah. I did this one. I was not staying up. I couldn't take it.
It was too. That's the other thing. Watching Red Zone all season long makes it very difficult to put a regular game on.
Well, for you, not for me. I mean, it's a different.
Well, for some
we
of the
watch
games,
differently.
I will say this the Cowboy game was not difficult to watch. And the
Bengal Raider game was good.
Those other games were like, even the Bucks game.
Well, it's 31-0.
They were like, just.
What are you watching? And even the Bills game, like, if there was another game on, why watch that?
Right.
As they are basically just running the. And that game was literally over in the first 5 to 10 minutes. You knew the Patriots had no chance.
Yes.
So I wouldn't have stuck with it either. I do agree with
you.
Good
point.
You got a bad game, you got a bad game. And by the way, the Cowboy game wasn't great. But at least you felt like it looked good. It was Cowboys, it was Niners.
It was
you felt like they'd figure it out.
Right.
It was. But, I mean, it was 13-0. It felt like it was 21-0.
Right. Well, if it would have gotten it to that point, then that would have felt over.
Agreed.
But when the Cowboys scored and it was almost like the Niners, they were dominating that game, but they let the Cowboys hang around. And
well, they did. I mean, the Cowboys, they figured some things out and didn't give up the end zone.
Yeah.
And then when they make it 13-7, I'm like, all right, they've settled this thing down. They did ask Mike McCarthy about his job, though, if he's worried about losing his job.
I don't have any concerns.
You should.
I'm proud to be standing here today. Proud of my football team. Oh.
Well, the other thing that the announcers kept saying, Romo and Nance, is that if the Cowboys were going to do something, this was the year because they think they're going to lose assistance.
Well, Kellen Moore and Dan Quinn are interviewing. Now, I don't think Kellen Moore's getting a head coaching job. The guy's 14 years old.
Yeah, he looks very young.
And coming off this game, So I don't think Kellen Moore's going anywhere. Dan Quinn's an interesting one, though, because he did take his team to the Super Bowl. He had a great season as defensive coordinator. But I'll ask you this. If you're Jerry Jones, who would not even respond to the question about, do you need to make a coaching change? He said, I'm not going there today. And gushed about the roster, which means he knows he's got good players out there. You want to watch Dan Quinn walk out the door? Or you want to go through another season with Mike McCarthy and hope they bring in a good defensive coordinator? And Micah Parsons up there saying, Q's my guy.
Is that right?
And he's now the face of that defense. I don't know. I'm not saying you fire, and I hate talking about people getting fired, but my goodness. I don't know. I would not be shocked if he's let go today or tomorrow.
McCarthy?
Yeah, I would not be stunned. I really wouldn't.
Did CeeDee Lamb end up with zero catches?
One wonderful catch and two drops. And one drop was important on third down.
And I thought he had one catch that got, called
nullified.
Back. Right, that was his first one.
That was his own penalty, wasn't it?
I don't even remember, but I know, they were talking about all game how he had no receptions. Yeah. Then he got there, he finally got one, and it's called back.
That's the thing about why that receivers that drives you nuts. Like, in a game like that, you're expecting Amari Cooper and CeeDee Lamb to be the focal point. And here's one of, I know we got to take a break. Dalton Schultz is really their best receiver, although he can't block for poop. Their one touchdown drive, their one really good touchdown drive was set up by what?
A run.
A lot of runs. That was their one drive. They actually had a focus on the run game, and they ran block, and Pollard and Z actually ran the ball. I don't think they ran the rest of the game. That's whatever.
It was so funny seeing the Eagles still running the ball down, whatever they were down. They were down huge, and in the fourth quarter, they're still running the ball. It's like, throw the ball deep.
I think they just wanted to get the hell out of there.
Yeah, the season's over.
That's God. Oh, and how about the Cedric Wilson play? On fourth down from the 46, as Dak is basically running for his life, he turns the wrong way. Oh, otherwise, he catches that ball at the 8-yard line.
Too, yeah.
So, all right, let's take a break. 20 after 5, we're just getting started. Boomer and Geo at the top on the Fan.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
All right, we're off to a good start. 527. What's up, Al and Jerry? Until Boomer and Gio at the top. The warm-up show until 6 o'clock. It's been all football, as you can imagine.
Do you think people work on MLK Day or don't work on MLK
Day? A lot of people are off.
So all these hot takes we're dishing out right now, no one's hearing?
Well, that's the beauty of the Odyssey Rewind.
My fresh hot takes of the day? No hot takes.
Yeah.
Well, the division.
I'm disgusted.
I'm disgusted as well, and I'm not even a hardcore Cowboy fan.
You're wearing a Bucks hat today. How disgusted are you?
Well,
please.
Let me ask you this.
Go Bucks.
Go Bucks. I'm looking at the divisional round schedule, which is now set, other than, you know, we know the games. Bengals, Titans.
Titans, God.
Niners, Packers. Those are the Saturday games.
By the way, I wouldn't be stunned. If Bosa's healthy and Warner's healthy, I would not be stunned if the Niners are going to win that game.
You're saying they go into Dallas and win. You think they could go into Lambeau Field?
I think it's very possible, yeah.
Remember when the Packers never lost at Lambeau Field?
I do, until Michael Vick and the Falcons beat them.
Is that right?
I think so, yeah.
Pre or post the dog situation?
This was pre.
Pre, because he wasn't
on the Falcons after that. I believe the Falcons went in there. It was like a primetime playoff game, like a Saturday night game. And I think they snapped that streak.
Was he running around like a nut?
Yeah, he was playing as good as Michael Vick ever played. I will check that as you discuss.
All right, Jerry. So that's your Saturday game. Sunday, either the Cardinals or Rams, whoever wins tonight, Monday Night Football, goes to the Bucs and the Bills are at Kansas City. Now, that Bills-Kansas City game is a 6:30 Sunday game.
That's going to be chilly.
That's an interesting time frame there. The 6:30?
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Well, but that's what they do now.
So there's no Sunday at 1 o'clock game next
Correct.
Weekend.
They start at 3 o'clock.
They start at 3, and on Saturday, the game started at 4:30.
Right.
I'm sick. I don't want to look at the Titans.
I don't either.
That may not be a cool game.
I'll be in Minnesota, so I don't have to worry about it.
You're going
to
be in Minnesota?
I will, yes. Rutgers will be at Minnesota on Saturday.
Oh.
Let's see. Oh, Michael, it was 2002. Yes, it was still Brett Favre. It was Favre's first ever loss at home in the playoffs.
Wow.
Yeah. 27-7. How about that?
Hmm.
The Packers were the only team to go unbeaten at home during the regular season, and they had never lost a home playoff game since the NFL instituted a postseason in 1933. Now, that's a long time, but they were
a long time.
It wasn't like they were 37-0. They were 13-0. 11 of the wins coming at Lambeau, 2 were in Milwaukee, and Michael Vick and the Falcons went in and beat them.
I think the best game that weekend is going to be Bills Kansas City, right? That's the big game.
I mean, you would think. I do believe San Francisco Green Bay will be a really good game.
Yeah. All right.
I'm into all of them except for the. I don't like the Titans.
Me neither.
They bore me. I don't know what to say.
And I love the Bengals, but I'm not. I have no interest in watching the Titans.
Like Ryan Tannehill.
Boring.
And Jimmy Garoppolo is not a great quarterback, but I don't know. But I feel like I'd rather watch him.
He's smooth, at least.
Sometimes.
I did see on one play where he got knocked down, one of the only four times, as you mentioned. He grimaced and shook his hand.
Yes.
And his hand has that weird thing on it.
Yeah.
You know, it's got that weird, he's got some sort of contraption on his throwing hand because it's injured. When the Cowboys
worked the hand?
Worked the hand.
They only hit him four times, Al. They couldn't get near him.
But when you get near him, hit the hand.
Yeah, I wish it was that easy.
The 70s when you could target players and work their hands.
Can't do that anymore.
Like, you know, when the rare time you knock him down, as you're getting up, put all your body weight on his hand.
Yeah, I don't know if we want to do that.
And step on it.
I don't want to win that
way.
With
your spikes.
I don't want them to win that way. You want to play dirty, play dirty. I don't. Here's what I want to do.
You've got to win the games.
Be better. God darn.
I see, only based on social media, way too many people tweeting about the Nickelodeon game. It's so dumb.
Who cares?
It's dumb.
Did you watch it?
I clicked on some of the clips to see how dumb it was.
But whatever. Did you watch it?
No.
Okay. Eddie, did you watch it?
No.
No, neither did I. So yeah. Why even lend it any credence? Who cares?
But why do they do? Because they act like it's cool.
They're trying
it's
to get
stupid.
They're trying to get the kids involved. Right. If you have a kid that's interested, my Matthew 17, he had zero interest in it. He watched the regular broadcast. And my other son, Joseph, is 11. Wasn't even interested in the game. I said, you want to watch it on Nickelodeon? He goes, no. I said, okay.
Anybody who's watching that Nickelodeon for the game needs their head examined.
Too much time on stuff that is irrelevant.
I wasn't going to watch the game, but my kid had no interest in the game until he saw that SpongeBob was between the goalpost. Stupid.
Stupid.
And then did you happen to catch any of the Amazon feed with Andrea Kramer and Hannah Storm?
First of all, I had Kevin Ray and Danny White in my ear, as you know, on Compass Media Networks.
Oh, Jerry, you're busy.
And when I would put the volume on the TV, it was Nance and Romo.
That's
what I'm watching.
That's what you're interested in.
See, to me, you want to do all these other things?
Yeah.
Go for it. I'm not interested. I'm going to watch the main broadcast, which is why if you're going to get nuts, and I heard Eddie's telling me Sal got nuts over it, who gives a crap? Just watch what you're watching. God, take care of yourself and stop worrying about other people, for God's sakes. And that's all we like to do is bitch, moan, and complain.
Yeah,
worry
that's what
about
I like
yourself.
To do. I love to do that.
Sal, you freak.
By the way, in watching that Bucks-Eagles game, the Buccaneers... They got very lazy in the fourth quarter.
They were winning 31-0.
I know, but that's no excuse. Like they got very lazy. And did you see Bruce Arians?
Yes. What was that all about?
Trying to beat up one of his own players? So Bruce Arians.
Did he answer to that?
I don't think anyone asked
him
about
that. No, someone had to have asked
him. I don't think they did. The article I read last night said nobody asked him about it.
How does no one ask him about that?
So Bruce Arians threw an elbow to the head. Or threw an elbow and then slapped the head of Andrew Adams, who's on his Buccaneer team.
Yeah.
Now, people said...
He punched him.
They go, oh, no, he was trying to keep him from pulling people off of the pile and getting a penalty for pulling up. He was nowhere near a pile.
That's not true.
And that is not true.
The guy was standing there. His coach goes over and punches him in the head.
And
was screaming at him.
Right.
No one asked. I tell you, the media sometimes is great. Sometimes I don't. Like, again, too many questions to Dak and McCarthy about that final play that was almost irrelevant anyway.
Right.
How about this? How about this line of questioning? Why did your team suck for the first half?
That would have been a great question.
Why does your team commit 14 penalties? Why, Dak, did you miss 17 open receivers? How come your receivers, when you throw the ball well, drop it? How about questions like that?
Why does your team suck eggs?
And Bruce, I mean, I don't know how you don't ask Bruce Arians about that. That video went viral very quickly.
Very quickly.
Yeah, I don't know.
I also saw a funny video. I think Barstool posted it. You know, Jalen Hurts kept overthrowing dudes all day.
Yeah.
Here's a video of Jalen Hurts with an open receiver. And it was a basketball player, I guess, going for a final shot. Airmailed it 17 rows behind the basket. That made me laugh.
He had a tough day.
And did you see good news? The Buffalo Bills fans fully back. First of all, prior to the game, there was a guy who did a beautiful dive
into the table
off of a van into the table. Was so smooth.
These people are nuts.
It looked great. Then they threw a marital aid again on the field.
At what point in the game did they do this?
It was when Buffalo finally scored
when
New England finally scored
a touchdown.
Oh, by the way, touchdown.
Yeah, they got their 10th point.
And I saw a video of an infant Bills fan being placed on a table. And
yes.
The table broke. I don't know if you saw that.
I did see that, yeah.
Oh, come on.
It was indoors, very controlled. The father put his infant through a table, Bills fan style. Very safely, though. It was not child abuse.
It was tremendous, though.
So the marital aid was on the field.
Wow.
Thrown right there.
Would you have
They're
any...
back.
Let's...
The fans are back.
See, I can't even ask you this because you're not really a fan. Eddie.
What? I'm a big fan.
No, you're not. But see, you don't even stay up to watch the Dolphins if they have a big game because you go to bed. I can't even ask you.
What's the question?
Well,
maybe
we'll figure
it out.
What would it take? Like, I saw Ray Martell and Zach Gelb post a photo that they were at Orchard Park.
So stupid.
Why?
I saw that. I was like, what are these two doing?
Well, see, that's my question. Like, I love going to games. I do. I don't know that I could bring myself to go watch a game that's 0 degrees with a wind chill of -5. I don't know. To me, it's not fun.
I know, and man, people were into it in Buffalo. They were so hardcore.
I was going to ask, well, you know, as a Dolphin fan, would you go to a game like that? But
I'm like,
why?
These commercials that run all day long during football, which is when you become, it's like how adults complain about stuff,
yes,
or something like that.
Sure,
it's something like an insurance commercial, and they take a little van to the football game. And all the adults are like, well, where are we going to park? And what are we going to leave at the third quarter?
Isn't that the progressive about being like your parents?
Yeah, progressive, being like your parents. Yeah. I'm like, that's me.
I know it's you.
Before I'm even at the game, I go.
You're concerned about everything except what you're going to.
Why is parking expensive? When are we leaving?
Yeah.
Let's park here. We could get out quicker.
Have you seen the Caesars commercials, obviously?
Yeah.
Right? With what's his name from Curb Your
Enthusiasm? J.B. Smoove.
Do you know who plays Cleopatra?
Yes.
Do you know Eddie? You know
I do not.
Is? All right.
Eddie might not even know who the woman is when you say her name.
No, he will. You've seen those commercials, right?
Yes.
You've seen Cleopatra. Do you even have a guess?
No.
You know it's Halle Berry?
I did not know that.
I was blown away. I thought it was, I can't think of her name. God almighty. Ashton Kutcher's wife. What's her name?
Mila Kunis.
That's who I thought it was.
Interesting.
And I Googled it just to see, and it's Halle Berry.
Halle Berry.
Good for her, man. She looks great.
And I know who both of those women are. But
I know you do. No, I know you do.
And by the way, the boner pill commercials are back.
They are?
Yeah. You know, I told you.
Well, they had to jump on the whole thing from last week.
Well, we had talked about how Viagra and Cialis stopped advertising because the drugs went generic and they didn't want to advertise. Now Roman had commercials.
Oh, for the blue pill.
In the NFL today.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Talking about, oh, it's so creepy. It's all old people going, do you want to go do it? Like,
let me ask you, did you?
I don't like knowing that old people make love.
A little hint for you. You're kind of fast becoming one.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. I don't like the idea of it. Sex should be for the young people. Think of what went into me getting this one bone. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need to see two 60-year-olds going,
I understand.
Do you want to go do it?
Well, don't they say the most sex is had at the older age homes?
Yeah, I don't know what goes on.
Apparently, a lot of sex goes on there.
They're like, look, your Roman pills have arrived. That's the commercial.
No,
it's uncomfortable.
And it comes in a nice discreet
packaging
envelope. Yeah.
But and then they were also doing the commercial. Did you see this commercial or no?
No, I don't think so.
So they were trying to be like, they like would show their Roman pill package and they go, do you want to go paint the bedroom? You know what I'm saying? And then what? So there was all like things like that. Like, did you want to go see what's in the fridge? You know, like
right there on the kitchen table. What are we
and
doing
then at
here?
One point, just the two oldest people in the commercial go, do you want to go do it?
Oh! And have either of you seen the bent carrot commercials?
No,
I have not.
That is special.
What's it for?
A penis. What do you mean? What's it for?
Jerry is correct.
Yes.
It's a commercial?
Just Google while we go to break,
right,
which we're late
right, so
for.
Okay. I will
bent
do that.
Carrot.
I will do that. We'll come back. I do want to ask him about the Bart Scott thing real quick on the other side. One thing about that whole thing from last week. And then we're in Geo at 6 on the Fan.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Before the break, I said, you know, I wanted to ask you something about Mark Scott. Did you see the actual video, though, about the Viagra thing?
I did not see the video. I read the quotes.
It is worth, it's no more than 60 seconds, but it's worth it from the standpoint of he is so incredibly serious about it, which is fine, and I'm not disputing what he is saying. He knows better than we do at this point. But they're having fun with it. Like, they legit don't know if he's being serious or not. He gets annoyed as if, like, what is wrong with these people? Like, I am telling you that Viagra works. to get the blood flow, and we all used to do it. The two former NFL players that are on it with him are laughing at him. The host, she doesn't know what to do, and he looks pissed.
Was it Diana Russini? I think it was.
Maybe. I don't know. It's worth watching, though, especially knowing Bart, who'd been around here for when he was.
Well, the former players, were they older than Bart?
No, I would say same. Well, I'd say around the same age. I'm not 100% sure. I don't know. I'm not sure.
I used to like having Bart around here.
Yeah, it was fun. A lot of energy.
A lot of energy. He would tell fun locker room stories.
I miss him. I miss Taz running around here like a lunatic.
Taz
was fun.
He would suplex you, though, Jerry, if you said something mean to him.
He could do that. That's true.
Did you see Ryan Fitzpatrick was at the Bills game as well?
I didn't.
And at one point, he got shirtless in the in the stands, to take a photo with somebody.
Well, good for him. Did he have a tattoo on his belly?
He did not. Mm. He did have his big beard, though. I saw him with a big winter coat on in one photo.
Was that his chest hair, or you mean like a coat?
No, he had actual...
That's got to be disgusting.
He had an actual winter coat on and was bundled up. And he took a picture with a woman, an older gal. And then he took a photo with like looked like a 20-something-year-old guy, and they were both shirtless.
All right, cool.
So he's getting into it.
Well, good for him. Ryan Fitzpatrick seems like a fun dude to be around.
He does seem like a fun dude.
He does. Where is he next year? Is he on another team? Is he signed somewhere?
I don't think he signed right now.
Well, where hasn't he played? He's got to go there.
Right, go look at the list, see who's still what teams are still available that you don't have a jersey
from. Did you see
Ryan
wearing the Kurt Warner jacket Saturday?
I did not.
Oh, you didn't see that? Even on social media, you didn't see that?
No.
He had that puffy silver jacket on.
On purpose?
Like, I'm wondering if NFL folk were given. You know how CBS gave us those blue jackets at the Super Bowl? I'm almost wondering if NFL broadcasters were given those or something, because Kurt Warner wore it.
Kurt Warner wore it. It looked like a silver alien, puffy alien spacesuit.
Ian was wearing it Saturday.
And you tell me Ian wore it.
Saturday night, the Buffalo game.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looked funny.
I did not see that. Oh, he did not.
Looked like
that.
He was eating him.
The jacket was eating him?
Yes.
Here was a weird name that came across as a potential coach, a potential head coach in the NFL.
For what team?
This was for the Texans.
Okay.
Hines Ward.
Oh, okay. Has he ever coached after his playing days?
Well, he was actually on the Jets coaching staff.
No. Has he been a head coach in college or in high school? I remember he was a wide receivers coach.
Yeah.
Like a low level, if I remember correctly.
Yes. But the Texans are interviewing him.
Okay.
And I see the Giants are up next for the former Dolphins head coach.
Brian Flores. Yeah. Who's making the rounds.
Yeah, he's making the rounds. You think he ends up here?
You know what I read? No, I don't. I mean, it's possible. I don't know if it was J.P. Pelsman or Arthur Stapleton. One of them yesterday, as Mike McCarthy was vomiting all over himself during that game, said that, and I don't remember this, McCarthy interviewed with the Giants, and they liked him. Now, they didn't go with him, clearly. He wound up in Dallas. But I don't remember that.
I thought he went and talked to the Jets.
I remember Joe Beningo
wanted him, I think.
But maybe he interviewed with them before they hired Joe Judge. Maybe. I don't know. I don't remember that. And maybe
he needs a different sideline demeanor.
I do know the Jets did interview him for sure, because there were people that wanted him.
Yeah, this Mike McCarthy, he just needs a different sideline demeanor.
I guess. I mean, he got all over the officials. He did show some fire yesterday, but
he's got resting dolt face. He just looks like a dolt. I love everybody, especially in that place, because the video board is so gigantic.
It's awesome.
Every time there's a crucial play and they go to the sidelines, they're all just looking up at the giant replay machine.
Yeah, of course. It is beautiful. You've never been there, right?
No. I never was to Texas Stadium.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That was a bad
fan you are.
Me.
Yeah, because that's gone now.
What?
That was imploded.
Oh, that's gone?
You really need to make a trip there, though.
I will go there eventually. Jerry.
Yeah.
One of the other big controversies. So I don't consider last night's Cowboy-Niner late afternoon game, I don't consider that a referee controversy.
No,
do
I don't either. No, I thought
that's on the Cowboys.
I thought the officiating wasn't great, but I thought the Cowboys sucked, and it was their own fault.
And the wild card weekend got off to a bad job by the officials in the Bengal Raider game.
This was the whistle and the touchdown, right?
Yeah. So Joe Burrow is rolling towards the sideline, throws the ball. He's inbounds, but there's a whistle.
Yep.
And then it's a caught touchdown, and they call it a touchdown all of the referees that work on all of these broadcasts now said once the whistle blows, the play is dead.
Yeah.
The referees then came out and said that they blew the whistle after the catch, which is not true.
When you can hear it.
When you can hear it and see it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, do you think there was a dude on the Raiders who was covering the receiver of the Bengals called touchdown, and he looked like he gave up a half a second, but he looked like he, to me, he looked like he gave up not because he heard a whistle, but because he wasn't going to be able to get there to defend.
Well, I would think that because at that point, the play is ongoing. Once the play starts, and if you're going, you're going.
But if he heard the whistle, is it possible?
But the whistle was before. Wasn't the whistle before when?
The whistle was blown as Burrow released the ball.
Oh, I thought as he was rolling.
No.
Okay.
Because they thought he stepped out of bounds.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a tough one.
So
then
they whistle it while the ball's in the air, and it looks like the Raider defender quits on it. But you don't know if he quit on it because he wasn't going to be able to get there to
Here's
defend it.
Here's what I know.
It.
That officiating crew is not officiating in the playoffs anymore. They're done. I think that was announced.
And that was announced.
Yeah. So
you're done.
We got to take a break.
You're out.
When we come back, we out.
You're fired.
When we come back, well, you're fired. We'll come back and wrap it up in just a moment. Boomer and Geo at 6. Odyssey Sports Minute with Amy Lawrence on that Cowboy Niner game.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
Back. Niners, Chiefs, Bucks all win. You've got day basketball today for the Knicks and the Nets, and St. John's beat Georgetown.
Bengals head coach Zach Taylor did something cool, Jerry.
He delivered
a game ball to a bar in town that he drives by on his way home from Bengals games, and he says there's always like a ton of Bengals fans there, and he brought them a game ball from their big victory.
When I first saw it, I'm like, he just stopped at a bar to have a drink? Like, how weird. And then I saw what he was doing, which I thought was very cool.
And he brought someone with him, I think, like the punter or something.
Nice. That guy needed to ride home or something? What was that all about?
WFAN and WFAN-FM in HD1, New York.
An Odyssey station.